Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a Heatwave Jungle Rag a cut in Ableton Live 12, and if that sounds like a lot, don't worry, we're keeping it beginner-friendly and very focused. The goal here is simple: build a short, gritty DNB moment, where a rag a vocal chop hits over a rolling break and a saturated bass, with enough arrangement movement that it feels like a real drop, not just a loop. Think rude, punchy, and alive. Start by setting your project tempo to 172 BPM. That puts us right in classic jungle and drum and bass territory. Then create a few clean tracks. One auto track for the vocal, one drum track for the break, one MIDI track for the bass, and if you want, a couple of return tracks for reverb and delay. Keep everything labeled clearly. Trust me, DNB can get messy fast if you don't stay organized. Now let's choose the vocal. For this style, you want something short and rhythmic. A single shout, a spoken ragga phrase, or a chant with space in between words works really well. The key is attitude. You want a vocal that behaves almost like percussion. If it sounds too much like a full lyric, it may be harder to fit into the groove. Drag the vocal into arrangement view, and warp it so it locks to the grid. If the vocal needs pitch and time preservation, use Complex Pro, but don't overprocess it. A little roughness can actually help the jungle vibe. Trim down to the best one or two bars, then slice the phrase into smaller chunks. The simplest beginner move is to split the clip into a few pieces and leave tiny gaps between hits so it breathes. If you want a more playable setup, right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That will put the vocal slices into a drum rack, which makes it easy to sequence a tight chop pattern. Start small. You do not need a busy melody here. Try 4 to 6 vocal hits over one or two bars. Put one hit on the downbeat, then one on an offbeat, then leave space. Ragga cuts feel bigger when they don't talk all the time. A good mindset here is to treat the vocal like a lead instrument with percussion timing. So if the chops start sounding too lyrical, simplify them. If the phrase is weak, tighten the clip starts, trim the tails, and move a hit a few milliseconds before reaching for more effects. Editing is often more powerful than adding more stuff. Next, let's shape the vocal with stock Ableton devices. Put EQ8 first, then saturator, then compressor or glue compressor. If you want a little space, use reverb on a return track instead of putting a huge reverb directly on the vocal. With EQ8, high pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't fight the bass. If there's a harsh area around 2.5 to 5 kHz, gently dip that. Then add saturator and drive it just enough to thicken the chop, maybe around 2 to 5 dB. Soft clip is a nice safety net if the peaks get too sharp. After that, use light compression, just enough to even out the hits. We're not trying to squash it flat. We want it close, punchy, and present. If you use reverb, keep it short. Around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds is usually enough. And to make sure the return is high passed so it doesn't muddy the low end. In this style, the vocal should stay upfront and rhythmic, not washed out in a cloud. Now build the drum bed. Use a break loop or slice a classic style break into drum rack. Keep the rhythm simple at first. The kick and snare should support the main pulse, and the break should add motion, ghost notes, and high-end energy. If you're layering a clean kick and snare under the break, keep the break a bit lower in level so the main drums still hit. On the drum group, try drum bus, EQ8, and maybe utility to check mono. With drum bus, use a light to moderate drive setting. Don't crush it. A little transient boost can help the snare cut through, but if the boom gets boxy, back it off. The break should feel like movement, not noise. Now for the bass. We want a simple sub-bass hybrid. Clean low end with a bit of movement on top. You can start with operator, wave-eatable, or analog. Keep the bass simple. One oscillator for the sub. Maybe a second slightly detuned oscillator for the mid movement, and a low-pass filter to tame the top. This is not the place to overcomplicate things. After the synth, add saturator or overdrive for harmonics, then EQ8 to clean up muddy mids, and utility to keep the sub mono. If you have Roar in Live 12, you can use it lightly for extra grit, but be subtle. The big beginner mistake is making the bass so distorted that the low end turns to mush. You want heat, not fuss. The most important bass rule in this style is, let it answer the vocal, not fight it. Don't put bass under every chop. Leave space. Try a note on bar 1 beat 1, then another short answer later in the bar, then a longer note into the next bar. Think call and response. The vocal speaks, the bass replies. That contrast is what makes the drop feel alive. Now let's arrange the section. A very practical structure is an 8-bar intro, 8-bar drop, 4-bar switch up, another 8-bar variation, and a short out row or transition. If that feels too big, start with just 4 to 8 bars and make that section feel strong. In the intro, you can filter the drums and tease one vocal hit. Then when the drop lands, bring in the full cut. After that, strip something out for tension. Maybe mute the bass for half a bar or remove the kick for one beat before a snare hit. Then bring it back with a new vocal placement. These tiny changes matter a lot in DNB. Arrangement is part of the rhythm. A good trick is to make one version bar every 8 bars. Strip the arrangement down almost completely for one bar, then slam the full groove back in. That little reset can make the next downbeat feel massive. Now add automation. This is where the section starts to feel animated. Automate filter cutoff on the vocal for a little movement. Automate a reverb throw on the last vocal chop before the phrase resets. You can also open the bass filter slightly in the second half of the section, or push the saturator drive a touch higher when you want more aggression. Keep the automation subtle. You're shaping energy, not drawing attention to effects for their own sake. In darker DNB, tension usually comes from movement and space, not from huge obvious sweeps every 2 seconds. Before you finish, do a quick mix check. Make sure the kick and bass are not stepping on each other. Check that the vocal still reads clearly over the break. Listen in mono using utility on the master or on key groups. If the section feels weak, check the relationship between vocal density and drum density. Usually one of them needs more space, while the other gets busier. If the vocal is buried, cut some low mids from the break and reduce bass harmonics a little. If the whole thing feels thin, add a touch more saturation to the bass mid layer or bring up the body of the break carefully. Just keep the sub clean and controlled. A few common mistakes to avoid: too much vocal clutter, too much sub distortion, too much reverb, and no arrangement changes. If the vocal is constantly talking, it loses impact. If the bass and vocal are both busy all the time, the groove gets crowded. If the break is too loud, it becomes messy instead of driving. And if nothing changes every 4 or 8 bars, the listener stops feeling the energy shift. Here are a couple of pro moves you can try once the basics are working. Duplicate the vocal chop and make one layer darker with a low-pass filter. That gives you contrast. Keep the sub mono below about 120 Hz for a tighter club-safe low end. Use tiny silences before a snare or bass hit to make the drop feel heavier. And if you really want that smoked-out jungle feel, resample the vocal and bass group once it's working, then chop the resampled audio into something new. For practice, try building a tiny 4-bar raga cut right now. Use one vocal phrase, slice it into 4 to 6 chops, add a simple break loop, write a bassline with just 3 or 4 notes, and use saturator on the bass with a light touch. Then automate one filter move or one reverb throw. Loop it and listen in mono. Your goal is not to make a full track today. Your goal is to make one section feel like a real jungle and drum and bass moment. If you can do that, you're already thinking like a producer, not just a loop maker. So remember the big idea: keep the vocal rhythmic, keep the bass answering, keep the break moving, and use saturation to add heat without losing control. Bass, contrast, and phrased movement are what give raga cuts their power. Nice work. Now go build that rude little drop.